Hello. Check, check, check. Checkity, check, check, check. Hi, everybody. I'm going to do a quick live stream today. I'm currently in Texas shooting funny things with my close friend, Steven Crowder. Louder with Crowder. It will be live on his YouTube channel tonight at 5 Pacific Standard Time, which is 8 Eastern Standard Time. And if you're outside of America, I don't care. Because that's on you for living in a shit country. Talking to you, Canada. Although Canada probably has similar times because of the whole longitude situation. All right, let's talk about some funny stuff. First off, let's all give Coddington Bear a round of applause for getting that special done. I was really time crunching him because at any minute I could not be allowed to upload on YouTube, and likes and watch times and shares, like the like to unlike ratio is very important when you're fighting the algorithm machine, when you're being attacked by swarms. Because that's the thing, is a lot of these aren't even people. We're getting so close to the election that these like algorithm swarms come in, and people like me, they try to take off platforms so that I can't inform people on things like Elizabeth Warren. So what they do is they go after videos with low likes and low views and stuff like that, because that, like, those algorithmic characteristics are a shield to being kicked off YouTube. So I'm here to live another day. I still can't live stream on my main channel, but that's a small price to pay to be here with you guys and the bears. A lot of this stuff is all AI. It's not even a person. You know, I think there was someone at Twitter and upper management that made sure I could never be on Twitter again. Because when I did Owen's Nice Wife, they got rid of that too. So I think that one, there was some personal to it. I think, you know, I did call Jack Dorsey several pejoratives. But thanks for watching the special and enjoying it. I got a lot of great feedback from it. I was reading the comment section, and a lot of people were exposed to what comedy should be. And I'm not saying that arrogantly, like I'm this the world's greatest gift to comedy. I'm just doing comedy. And so much of Netflix is no longer comedy. There isn't that honesty in it, or that risk, or that exaggeration, hyperbole, you know, saying things that you know you're not supposed to say, stuff like that. So people are starting to not like comedy because they think that's comedy. It'd be the equivalent of if people started calling like a dying coyote just screaming at the moon, if they called that piano. And everyone's like, you know, I don't like piano. It's like, well, that's not piano. That's a dying coyote. Just going, like, that's not comedy what they're doing. Watch the special. Awesome stuff, dude. Thanks, Jake. Yeah, and I'm just trying to keep the light alive, and there's other people. Netflix is big mouth pedo propaganda. Yeah, someone, I just pinned that comment on my last live stream from yesterday. Someone said, I disagreed with you about big mouth until I saw this clip, and it's just disgusting. I'm not wrong about that. I understand that there are good people that don't see it, and in time you will. It's real, real bad. You can't be a comedian if you self-censor yourself. Exactly. And that's why I'm never going into politics or actual religious leadership, because I don't have a filter. And that is, it's cathartic and it's artistic and it's, I think it's good for people, especially in this time of everybody's branded and lying. But as hard as I try to not be irresponsible with some of my thoughts and some of the words I say, I don't hesitate. And that's what makes me a good artist and a good performer and a good role model in a lot of ways to young men that just don't get the honesty very often. But I would be a terrible politician because, well, I don't know. Trump doesn't filter. I don't know. But it's not in the cards for me because people keep telling me I should run for stuff. I have name recognition. I have leadership skills. I have that, the Jew wizardry of oratory, but it's not me at all. Did the chat go silence? Is Kurt? I'm looking at the chat right now. You guys are crushing. Transparency. Serious question. Do you think Jesus had a filter? Truly curious. No, not at all. But he was much better than me as a person. You know, no, of course he did have a filter. No chance. Oh, in any way you could set up an interview or chat with Davey. Yeah, but I'm having a I'm way backed up on all that stuff. I'm not going to say overworked because I take a lot of pride in it and I'm enjoying it and it's important and it's fun, but I am though. Like I have I got to stay healthy. I was having thoughts yesterday about how I really want to see my kids grow up and stuff, and I push myself way too hard. And so I'm gonna pull back a little bit. But let's talk about stuff. All right, first off, hugepianist.com for tour information for the first week of December. I have a venue now for Salt Lake City, and I will email you that the week of so that it doesn't get the swarms. But it's a beautiful place and seats a lot of people because Salt Lake City's selling really well. And I wanted to throw this out for you guys because I wanna have in-group preferencing with the Bears and with a lot of you and with your friends and your communities. Email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com and ccunbearablecomedy@gmail.com, which is Delev, and she's much more organized than me and gets back to people better than I do. If you have a venue on those dates that you would want us to rent, and that way you can make money on the rental fee and alcohol sales or whatever, or your friends, might as well go to a Bear. You know, and venues can range. I mean, I shot Reluctant Warlord in a wood shop in Portland, and it looked cool as hell. And so just let me know, because we're sending out, we're locking down these venues because the ticket sales are higher than I was expecting. So I'm glad that I did that early, because I would have booked 100, 200 seaters, which is probably what I'll do in Albuquerque. Albuquerque isn't, I've never played it before, and I don't know about if people know me that well in Albuquerque, but Denver, Phoenix, and Salt Lake City are selling like hotcakes. So I'm gonna get a bigger place so that I don't sell out too early and have some bummed out Bears. But I want to lock in the venue as soon as I can, just in case. And it can be up to 20, 30 miles outside of the city too. And if anybody bought tickets and can't make a certain location, obviously I just refund you. That's the beauty of our system with PayPal, is I have your email. You can always email me. And then I even refunded a couple people on the last tour that just didn't make it to the show. Because it's all good. That's the beauty of not having a Ticketmaster box office thing, is it's through me and you trust me. So that's it. We're gonna get a good venue, and if for some reason it's inconvenient for you, just let me know and I will just reimburse you for whatever the tickets were. And all tickets are $20. That's the charge I will have for tickets forever, with the exception of inflation. If we become Venezuela, it will be, $20 billion, or a pigeon, as they've been eating pigeons there. All right. So email me if you have venues, or it can even be like a big bar, or I performed at the Carnegie Library in Pittsburgh. That was a blast. Lecture halls, churches, well, it's fun. And if this is your first time seeing me in the last year, it's a real fun process. And the people that come are awesome, and it's just a blast. And we hang out after, like that West Palm show. After that show, we hung out with the mayor. He kept the bar open for us because he's the mayor, and he was hilarious. And we just had the best time. And Coddington Bear, all his friends came out, and because he's from near there. And it was just wonderful to see our sweet boy so happy. So that is the thumbnail that Coddington just made, and that's free on YouTube. On Benjamin Live at the Kelsey Theater, free on YouTube, and that is because you guys have been so supportive. It's the least I can do, and it's so worth it just to see you guys enjoy it. And if you want to buy the Atlanta one, that's at hugepianist.com. It's a different set. I mean, there's some similar jokes, but every show I did on the tour was different. I will be putting up the San Antonio show and the Houston show for my Patreons and my subscribers early, and then I'll put it on YouTube for you guys for free as well. I've realized, because I've profited off the Atlanta show now, so I now have the ability of getting you guys more jokes, because there's a million currencies. money's just one of many, and I'm very fortunate right now to not have to worry about money, so we can focus on other stuff. All right, enough of that. This is cute as hell. Amy just sent me this. This is Walter loves sitting in the little chicken coop. He just looks like a 90-year-old man. He just sits there and thinks about life. Kids too. And I know some of you guys are going to, because a lot of you guys are maternal and paternal over my kids, which I do appreciate. You're going to say, watch out for the beak. Could poke Walter in the eye. I don't know how to explain that to him, and I don't want to rob him of that experience. So if he gets poked, he gets poked. But he enjoys those chickens so much. Let me check in on the chat, make sure I'm not talking to myself. Chicken Emperor. you might want to get some chicken wire. Other animals will chew right through that. Yeah, right now it's all deer fencing. The main thing right now for my area is eagles. So the top is, we made sure that's enclosed. And there is large cougars there. And there's a lot of bears on my property because we have a ravine with salmon in it. I'm not kidding. Salmon. There's salmon on our property. How funny is that? But yeah, I'm gonna double up when I get home. It's the screen door that I think is an issue. But they're in that little house at night. It's only during the day, and the day predator is the birds. You know, eagles are crazy, and we have a ton of them, and so are hawks. Get them some safety glasses. It's hilarious. Well, I'm a firm believer. Like I don't spank my kids or anything. But I'm a firm believer in the lesson of pain. So I think the world hits you, you know? I'm a firm believer that, like, let him fall, let him feel pain, let him get poked, let him get burned. That's the only way you really learn. Life will teach you real fast. I think you're not doing any service for your kids by just protecting them from everything all the time. Protect them from roads, light sockets, diseases. But you got to let them feel pain. Chickens kick more than use their beaks. That's true. For it's just eyes that I worry about a little bit. But I think he'll be fine. Life is the best teacher. It's a great way to put it, Base Texan. Oh, and subscribe to Owen Benjamin Clips. Base Texan has been doing a lot on there because some of you guys like shorter versions of these, and so he's been putting up one I think almost every day, and they're getting like thousands of hits now. So. Base Texan's a great guy. He was on our last tour. All right, so what's this? Hollywood just being psychotic as usual. You cannot kiss someone if they're sleeping. Kristen Bell and Keira Knightley voice concerns over Disney princesses. Listen, I have some concerns over some Disney movies as well, but not this. This is insane. A, it's kind of metaphorical. It's a metaphor. B, what if a sleeping child? What about your sleeping baby? Is that rape? My wife would be pumped if she woke up to me giving her a sweet kiss, because that's actual love in the world. You know, I think Disney emasculating men, being anti-family, and drawing dicks everywhere in the cartoons might be a little crazier than... leftists are so rapey and so weird that they just see it everywhere. You know? Like, the kiss to wake her up, I mean, it's a metaphor. I don't know. Whatever. That lady's insane. Believe women, even if they're only 1/1024th correct. Elizabeth Warren's a gift that just keeps on giving and giving and giving. I think she single-handedly has ended a lot of identity politics because... As a comedian, like lately, because of Kavanaugh and because of Elizabeth Warren and because of a lot of just madness that's happening, normal people are like, hey, have you heard this PC stuff is getting weird. They won't let you say words. And I'm like, I've been telling you this for years. And it's finally hitting normal people. I mean, how could people not see that, though? Maybe it's the quarter Jew in me. Which, by the way, I say is a joke. Judaism is a religion. The whole Jew is a race thing. It's so weird to me that I just find it funny. That's like saying you're Well, I just went on Ancestry.com and I'm an eighth gay. I don't know. But I look ahead. Maybe it's my paranoia, but I'm always trying to, as I said yesterday, you can't predict the future. That's hubris. But you can look at patterns of behavior and try and see what's coming. And I don't get how people haven't seen this madness coming. But it finally hit people. Kavanaugh was a big, big misstep. And so was this, and so was Elizabeth Warren. Because want to know who's turning on her hard are blacks and Native Americans and Mexicans and like white women. It's so insulting to, and the craziest part was her double down where she was like, hey, Trump, you owe me an apology. Where's my money? Look, I'm Native American. And everybody was like, no, you're not. The average white person is more Mesoamerican than her. The average one. I'm more Native American than her, and I'm completely not Native American at all. And why would you be that proud? Like, why are people so self-hating and they hate white people? I know why. I mean, it's the Marxism, but they hate being white so much that they have to cling onto just this wisp of a hair of something else. It's like, just be white. White is a new concept. You know, like my family, you know, an Irish Catholic marrying a German Protestant used to be seen as like family ending. You know, like people are just tribal, you know, like the concept of white is very new. And I have, that's one reason why I'm not on board with a lot of the white identity stuff is because my parents had me at almost 40 and their parents had them at almost 40 as well. Because my grandfather's first wife died and they started late. So anyway, my family is old. Like my parents are in their late 70s and then their parents where they right now they'd be like 120. So I was raised around people that would not say white. They would say like the Irishman or the Polack or the Protestant or the Jew or the Czech. It just what like white to me, it's almost like how Marxism started the concept of racism. I'm starting to collect old dictionaries from like 18, 1900s, as old as I can get them. I'm perusing eBay. The concept of racism didn't exist for most of human history. This is a new concept. My buddy, why am I blanking on his name? You guys know what I'm talking about. The black dude who talks about the children of the lie. The children of the lie. What's that dude's name? He's awesome. I mean, no disrespect by blanking on his name right now. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? He's the man. The children of the lie. Nice on the dictionary collecting. Yeah, because they can't reinvent it. They can't. Oh, Jesse Lee Peterson. Yeah. Jesse Lee Peterson. He's my boy. I'm doing his Father's Day charity event in June. But he was like, he was talking about how he was raised in the Deep South during Jim Crow. Like he was a cotton picker, and he was like, there was no racism. There was good people and there's bad people. There's people that embrace the lie and people that embrace the good, and him talking about his old promiscuity was very profound, how it was because he had issues with his mother, because there's almost a hatred, not a hatred, but like he described it as a hatred of women. But it's not pro-women to sleep with a lot of women because they're not designed for it. And the older I get, the more I realize that. And I think the culture has to wake up to that. This whole Me Too movement is a soft scream of women that just are sick of being fucked off Tinder. And they're part of it too. I'm not saying that they're just these innocent victims. They're engaged in it. But it's because society keeps telling them that that's what makes them powerful. And it's not. I feel for these women. You know, they're not made for it. They're not made for it. They're just, and it's a soft rape that they feel all the time. And that's why they're spiraling. It just isn't right. You know? All right, what else we got here? Someone drew me this. I love that. Unbearables, baby. I love you guys. The Unbearables. This is great. One comment deleted is a tragedy. A million comments deleted is a statistic. Markif Stallenberg. Zuckerberg. He's a Zuckerberg. That guy's such a loser. He's such a little robot. You know? Oh, and I was this Birch Society. What's the name of that? You guys probably know. Something Birch Society. I was on a bender last night trying to learn more about the cabal. Because maybe I was a little unfair for the Jews. Because someone, a few people were commenting that I shouldn't focus on the small percentage of leftist Jews that are kind of John Birch Society, yeah. That are, you know, doing all this undercutting of our culture and whatnot. It's just because I see that in my world. Every single studio head in Hollywood is Jewish. Every one of them. Every network's run by a Jew. Every single studio, all the media. But it's not just Jew. It's a cabal. You know, there's all kind. You know, there's the skull and bones and all this stuff. You know that I was going down. I was going down the Illuminati rabbit hole because I've never even researched those guys, and it's pretty fascinating. And it's not about a specific group. And if you get stuck in thinking that it's just a specific group, you don't see the whole picture. Yeah. I mean, the skull and bones guys and Darwin, you know, the Anglicans, like they have that whole eugenics thing covered. It's pretty wild. Someone says Freemason time. I don't know anything about the Freemasons. The cabal is real, dude. It's real. Like there's a, like, who are some of the people? I didn't realize that Lafayette was in Robespierre and how the, man, what were those things? What were they called? The Jacobins became, check my phone. Why Cottington Bear? Oh, and YouTube has its own moderators that are deleting comments in your chat. How do I get rid of the YouTube moderators? Hey guys, I don't want this censored like that. How do I get rid of the YouTube moderators? Thank you for that, Cottington Bear. No, there is a cabal. Jacobins became the Democratic Party. Yeah. I have no idea. Do you see when they do it? Who's deleting stuff? You can't, says Slippin' Jimmy. Hey, Slippin' Jimmy. Haven't seen you in a while. So they just delete stuff? Like, what do they delete? I just see suddenly deleted by Google moderators. Oh, God, these people are so tedious. What do they delete? Is it just swearing or ideas that contradict their Satanism? Well, Fag didn't get deleted. Look, Brian just did. Haven't heard you mention Q yet. Oh, well, I just watched my first Q video, and it was great. It was a summary of, hang on. I think it's censor trigger words. Spam. Deleted by Twitter. All right. Well, I'm not deleting it, and it's not our guys. So, sorry. Google's insane. There was I liked Q's story. I just watched one 10-minute video of like the summary of Q and how it's about. It reminded me a lot of the Molyneux video from 8 or 9 years ago about the story of your slavery. You know how there's a group of people that are trying to keep people subject. And the cool thing about the Q phenomenon that I don't know much about, to be honest, but there's a lot of hope in it. And it really does show, because a point I always want people to understand is they're preying on our own goodness. Like our empathy for rape victims is how you push pro-choice. Empathy for incest, empathy for that 15-year-old that made a mistake and condom broke. That's the framing. But they're using it against us. That isn't right. That's statistically an anomaly and not the point of Planned Parenthood. It's the same with like the Me Too movement. They're using our desire to protect women against us for political gain and human good. Like the beauty of the Q movement is it kind of shows people that if we were to be left alone, like the statism and the tribalism and the racializing everything, and everything's about, you know, attacking women or black people, or, oh my God. If they just left us alone to be parents and providers and protectors, human beings could be a lot better than what we currently are. And I'm not one of these people that think humans are good if left alone. I know that we're, you know, the line between good and evil splits a man's heart. But I think that we're being pushed towards evil by this cabal, and it's not just Jews. That's why I'm trying to Q is a LARP gone too far. See, that's why I'm not saying anything about it. I don't know what Q is. I just know the message of what I saw had a lot of truth in it. And given what we face with media and all that currently. Oh, and the John Birch Society, I wrote this down. Actually, I took a screenshot. This is how you know something's an Illuminati, like something to be very wary of. All right, where is it? Okay, this is what their goals were, and this is from the 1800s. And if you see all these things line up, this person's bad. It's bad. It's bad news. So their goal is destruction of Christianity, destruction of nations in favor of internationalism, discouragement of patriotism, and substitute the cry for universal brotherhood, like John Lennon. Imagine there's no countries. Imagine the world living at one, as one. He's totally Illuminati. Abolition of family ties and marriage by means of a systemic corruption, suppression of the rights of inheritance and property, like the death tax, and the state control of children. And the thing that really sent me down this road, oh, Kyneton's trying to show me this stuff. Message deleted. Brian York got his message deleted. Message deleted. Even Chad, a moderator, got his message deleted. Well, we just have to work with it. But the control of children. They want to be able to control your children through public schools, through the hormone stuff, through drugs. And they want you to not have pride in your nation, in your family, any of that stuff. And it makes complete logical sense. This is going to bring me to another point I'm going to make about how the left thinks. That's why this is called, the name of this episode is A Blueprint to Insanity. Because it's not insane when you understand how they see the world. They want a nationless world, globalism. They want a world with no national boundaries, no private property, and no family units. That way they can extract the most amount of resources from the population, just like cattle, and have the most amount of power. And that's a fact. That's clearly the agenda. It's been going on for a long time, you know? And these secret societies about power acquisition are totally real. And it's not just the Jews. It's weird. It's almost like the Jews are so obviously in control of the media that I almost wonder if it's someone else that's just almost using the Jews as like foot soldiers. Because like it's so obvious in Hollywood that I almost wonder if it's something else, like the Amish, the Illuminamish. Testing block words. Don't sweat that. See, that's the thing. To shame the devil, you got to just survive it. Let them. Listen, they're going to delete some of your stuff. It's just don't let it affect your behavior. So Illuminati is an idea, not a specific group. Yeah. It started with messengers, and it started with like, dude, go down the rabbit hole of the John Birch Society. There's this guy, Arthur something. Fascinating. He told the story of the Civil War and how that all happened. Because it's who controls the narrative, the myth. That's why authority is from the word author, authority. It's interesting. Makes you believe truly in good and evil, you know? Because if not protect, there is no, like moral relativism, this is what I ask people. It's like if letting children be fed to the wolves isn't evil, then there's no evil. And I know that is evil. Like how can you look at a child being fed to the wolves and not think that that's evil? This is funny. Hang on, so there's that one. Hello, fellow humans. I am celebrity number 2932. I believe in everything that is safe and popular with people aged 18 to 35. You may now praise me on the social media platform of your choice. Remember to purchase my newly manufactured album. And it's a picture of Taylor Swift as a NPC, a non-player character, which is hysterical. But see, I don't even agree with that. I think if you want to appeal to people 18 to 35, you wouldn't be saying the stuff you're saying. It's not popular what these leftists are saying. They're trying to appeal to the people in their little groups and the people in control. And that's where this cabal idea is real. Because it isn't popular. Like, leftism isn't popular. Like, they just did a poll. And this is published in a leftist publication in The Atlantic. It might have been the New Yorker, but it wasn't Breitbart. And it was talking about how like 85% of America can't stand political correctness. And the only group that isn't more than 50% against it is upper class white people that identify as leftists. It's just a way to shut down words, shut down arguments. Like regulation. People think getting rid of regulation is somehow against the middle class or the little guy, that it's this big business tyranny. It's the opposite. Regulation is put into place so that monopolies can keep power. That's the whole point. Like, let's say you need, it's $1,000 to get a license to cut hair in Compton. Who does that hurt? It hurts the new people. It doesn't hurt the people that already have their license. Like all the, and real estate prices and all this stuff, this is all intended to keep people down, not to keep people up. And the left is just a master at switching the meaning of words. I just looked into JBS. I read that they fight globalism. What's JBS? I don't know what JBS. John Birch. Oh, John Birch Society. Yeah, they're cool. They're you guys will dig them. If you like me, you'll enjoy what they have to say, I think. Illuminati is very organized. It's just the name Illuminati they use as a smokescreen, just like the government used conspiracy or fake news. Know what the real Illuminati has, Luciferian agenda. I think the thing about the Luciferian agenda is a lot of them don't even know they're part of it. And they're like, it's like the Kaiser Sose from Usual Suspects. It's like a lot of people didn't know they were working for Sose. And I've seen little glimpses of that in Hollywood, where there's certain parties and certain shows and certain circles where you get a feeling like people look at you like you've been vetted. I can't explain it any more than that. All right. I don't know what Joe Burstein is, but he said, just in from Twitter spokesperson, Louis Farrakhan's tweet comparing Jews to termites is not a violation of the company's policies. The policy on dehumanizing language has not yet been implemented. So if you want to compare Jews to rats or insects, get it in while you can. Yeah, it's wild, man. The Twitter hypocrisy is pretty hilarious. I already showed you that one. Oh, why did I go backwards? Oh, that's from before. Oh, those are all from before. Oh, this is the one I wanted to talk to you guys about. This is why I titled this the Blueprint of Insanity. So this person, and if you want to write a great response, please do, because I'm not allowed on Twitter, but at L. Steinmeier, the Lonely Cannibal. All right. This person tweeted, many of the states trying to repeal abortions are also stand your ground states. So, good news, ladies. Once your baby is old enough to hold a gun, Jesus doesn't care if you kill it. All right. So that just on its surface seems insane. It just seems like someone's lost their mind. So I wrote a little thing on Instagram today to try and help people understand that this isn't insanity. And it's actually, you can predict how these people will react. Oh, no way. Did they take it down? That's hilarious. These cowards. Did they seriously take it down? Oh, I require internet connection. It's weird. Instagram only really works on your phone. Like, it doesn't work on your laptop. Did they take it down? Oh, no, it's still up. All right. I'm just going to read it because I would like to keep things focused. All right, so read this, and your blood probably boils with the moral relativism of it and just how that makes no sense at all. All right, this is a great opportunity to better understand leftists. This obviously looks insane, but it isn't if you understand these two things. One, leftists don't believe in private property, and two, they believe morality is relative. So bear those two things in mind. Those are called givens in a logic proof. So those two things are true about leftists, because that's what socialism is. It's the government ownership of private property. And then postmodernism and leftism believes that morality is whatever you think it is. Just like Sean King believes he's black, Elizabeth Warren believes she's Pocahontas, and what you think is real because you don't believe in anything outside of your own will to power. And that's real. That's what they believe. All right. So it's a completely different worldview. If you don't believe in good and evil or private property, there truly isn't a difference between killing a baby and someone trying to hurt you in your home. Understand that. If people don't believe in the sovereignty of a home or that good and evil exists, there truly is no difference between a baby that's done nothing and someone trying to kill you in your home. That's why this person sees that as a good point. Where it's like, it's the same with the people that say, oh, this person's against abortion, but they're pro-death penalty. It's like, do you see a difference between Jeffrey Dahmer and a baby? And these people don't. I'll continue. Also, these people don't believe in free will or the sovereignty of the individual. That's what I was talking about yesterday. This is a big weakness of their thoughts because it makes it so they don't innovate and they start imploding. All right. That's why when someone mocks, quote unquote, Lisa, the left sees it as an attack on women. We see this a lot with Trump. Like Trump makes fun of everybody, man, baby, woman, wolf, coyote, doesn't matter. So when he attacks a woman, it's because it's Rosie O'Donnell is talking shit about him. And then the left says he hates women because they only see the world in demographics, not as individuals. It makes sense if you understand this. That's why I'm so, all right, so all they see is demographics. Also, since they are atheistic determinists, they don't believe in a soul or free will, so human beings are less valuable than a panda bear. This is a big point I want to make about one of the big problems of atheism and determinism is logically, humans are no better than animals. And as a meat eater, I find that very weird. And that's probably why she's called a lonely cannibal. All right, PETA. This is true. PETA is a very well-known organization for the protection of animals. Very, very famous and popular. A lot of celebrities, a lot of politicians. They get upset that people eat chicken eggs. For real, chicken eggs. But they think abortion is brave. So the unborn chickens in eggs, they find monstrous. But abortion is brave. This is a chicken. Chickens are retarded. All right? All right, so that sounds insane and monstrous. Only if you don't bear in mind that they truly don't value human life. Only materialism, status, and power. Let that sink in and it will be hard to truly face this reality. It is hard to understand this. It's hard to face the reality that these people don't value you. Like that's why, like a panda bear, you know, they would put a panda bear's life over your child. Like over your five-year-old little boy that's just like, let's go to the slide, or a panda, they'd kill your kid because the panda brings them status and power. That's why it's important to vote these people out, because leftism has absolutely taken over the Democratic Party, and I'm starting to realize they always were this. They were just much better at hiding it because they were appealing to our human empathy. Of protecting the victim. The left has a brilliant tactic of pretending to be a victim so that people protect them. And that's why I used to be a liberal, because I'm very masculine. And I thought that I was protecting hurt people. I'm dead serious. That they just wanted to you know, be protected because they're weak. And they're not. It's a strategy. And with the election of Donald Trump, their timeline shrunk. So they had to reveal who they really were way too fast. And now it's shocking people out of the illusion that they were. Oh, and what is your current opinion in the human thumb? Oh, you mean Rogan? I don't listen to him anymore. I wish him well. I think that he's cool sometimes. I have my lineup of podcasts. I have a bunch of them that I listen to, and I just don't have time to listen to somebody that it's a coin flip as to whether or not it's going to piss me off or it's going to be good. And we all are mildly contradictions. We all are hypocrites in our own way. Being human is to be a hypocrite in a way, but that level of it is so, it almost sounds like dissonance as a musician. It's like you're playing a D major scale and you just hit like a G sharp for no reason. And that's why I'd rather listen to people that I may disagree with more, but I just know they're not lying to me. And I used to always want to be part of his tribe, where I'd hear him talk to his buddies like Bert Kreischer and everybody. And they always sound like they're having such a good time. And I want to be there with them, like around a fire. Like I want to be part of his male tribe. And then I realized it's real gay. Like, they're real gay acting. But I wish him the best, and I think that he's done a lot of good. He's introduced a lot of people to a lot of voices that that wouldn't have been heard. And, you know, he's funny, but, you know, he's doing what he's doing. And we can all kind of Rogan got reprogrammed and is an NPC now. He's like half NPC. He's like a daywalker. He's half still masculine and patriotic and fun and funny, and half just nonsense NPC. And I think that's almost worse because I can't even predict him, because he's either saying something hilarious and courageous and fun and masculine, or it's like universal basic income, anti-Christian. You want me to read the goals of the Illuminati again? All right. Tell me if you've heard any of these points on the Joe Rogan podcast. Destruction of Christianity. He calls Christians, quote unquote, retards. Destruction of nations in favor of internationalism. Well, in his last special, he said that the Constitution is too old and there shouldn't be a president. Discouragement of patriotism and substitute the cry for universal brotherhood. Pretty sure I've heard things like that from him. Abolition of family ties and marriage by means of a systemic corruption. He talks a lot about how marriage is just a contract, that it's a business contract. Suppression of the rights of inheritance and property. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard him and Greg Fitzsimmons talk about the death tax and universal income. And state control of children. That's the one thing that he is strong on. And I will always have his back for that point, because he had me on to talk about the trans kids and the abuse of that. So good on him for that. But all the other ones, it's all Illuminati shit. All the points they're trying to make, and this is intentional. He talks about polygamy positively. Yeah, with that dude who wrote that book, Sex at Dawn, Christopher something. I read the book. It's one long justification for threesomes. All right, I got some PayPals. I'm gonna read that. He gay, bro. I don't know if he's gay. He might be. I don't know. I froze when you hit the table. Is it froze? Hey, Chris Ryan. That's it. I used to love Joe Rogan. Now I can't take the hypocrisy. Dude, I was a huge fan. I'm just trying to be a more stable person and not be as emotional. And threesomes are gay. Yeah, I used to do a bit that a threesome is a gay act with a witness. I always thought that was funny. Rogan is compromised. He'll say something true like, yeah, that's true. Like, every now and then he'll say something great and then it just is gone. All right, so this is from, I went back and made sure I got the ones from this morning and stuff too, because you got it. Couldn't get away Monday night to see you in Houston, but seeing your special today on YouTube was great. Alternative, 10 times funnier than most stuff on Netflix. Landon, thank you, brother. You're the man. Spread it if you can. And it's a good way to share my my opinions and my voice and my point of view to your friends and family that might be 1/1000th retarded. Because it's like, comedy's undeniable, music's undeniable, the laughter's undeniable. And that kind of is an insight into what I'm talking about every day. There's just no audience, and these aren't like honed. These are just ideas. But I'm very consistent. All right, really enjoyed the show at the Kelsey Theater. Thank you. Who's that from? Dave, appreciate you, buddy. This is from Max. Thanks for the free special, but it was just as good, if not better, than the paid one. So I am paying anyways. Cheers to the boys and Amy. Maybe toss our sweet prince a dollar. He gets a dollar for every special. Our sweet, sweet boy. Here's some honey from Australia. Big Bear, keep doing you. That's from William. I really need to do Australia. I have a lot of people in Australia that seem to tune in. Keep it up, Big Bear. That's from Corey. Thank you. Thank you. This is from Callan. Hi, Owen. My name is Callan, and I live in Australia, the quote-unquote socialist utopia. I'm taking your advice and getting off my knees, so I now identify as Aussie Bear. Welcome, Aussie Bear. Your streams have helped me navigate this wasteland of truth. Wow, that's a powerful image. A wasteland of truth. I love my country, but we are truly upside down, down under. Yeah, you're double upside down. That's funny. I found you through Alex Jones, and I want to remind you, you are the strong male role model that you have described. You are also on a hero's journey. You're inspiring a lot of bears down here. Well, thank you. Yeah, and the hero is very flawed, by the way, and it's not the same connotation as hero. The hero's journey is it's a journey of flaws. It's not about someone being better than other people. It's about, you get it. I don't need to go on that. All right. William. Hi, Ellen. Currently, I am a freshman engineering student in Arizona, and I've been watching your videos and live streams since your first appearance on Crowder. You're probably used to this kind of message by now, but growing up, I didn't really have a solid male role model consistent in my life. However, through the years, I always found encouragement and validation of strong Christian masculinity in Steven Crowder, Jordan Peterson, and then more recently, you. After a lot of consideration, I realized that you particularly have been a strong anchor in my life recently and have challenged my ideas, like those on Jordan Peterson. Many times and always for the better. Jordan Peterson failed both of us, but you are still standing for so many of those that he failed. When I see your beautiful family and the joy they bring you, I imagine myself in your position, and it provides me with so much hope and strength. What you have is so much of what I strive for. I want to thank you for what you do and encourage you to keep the Lord with you and persevere in truth as you have encouraged me. Love you, Big Bear. God bless. Wow. Thank you, William. That's a very beautiful letter. I appreciate that tremendously. I'll keep rocking and rolling. And if I fail you like Jordan Peterson failed us, tell me to go fuck myself and tell everyone that I'm wrong. Because don't idolize people, idolize truth. One, false idols, dude. You know, and that's, I think, the thing that I took away from the Jordan Peterson experience. Is I still love a lot of the things he said and stood for, and a lot of the messages he said, they're not even tainted, because so much of the things he said was just true. But the vessel through which truth can flow is a human being, and human beings are really flawed, myself included. But there really is a void right now of masculinity in the world, because Illuminati type, cabal type people, whatever you want to call them, the men are the ones that protect the nation. The men are the ones that protect the house. The men are the ones that are on patrol, making sure that the wolves don't come in the night. And they want to get rid of the patrol because they want to come in the night. No, this is from Sandra. Thanks for the special. I moved to Canada, to the U.S. 26 years ago, and listening to your podcast inspired me to finally submit my application for U.S. citizenship. Boom. Thanks, Big Bear. Hoping you'll christen me Kooky Kanooky Bear. I like it. Welcome, Kooky Kanooky Bear, and we'd love to have you down here in America. We're actually fine with immigrants as long as they have our values and aren't covered in tattoos and legitimately rape people. All right, this is from Lewis. Thank you, buddy. That was very generous. Hey, Big Bear, first time feeding the bear some honey. I want to say thank you for speaking the truth in all you do. I've been catching up on your upload streams as I live in Australia, and it's hard to make the live streams. Yeah, I'm reading the morning ones. I think that's why there's so many from Australia. That's pretty hilarious. And really appreciate you talking about money and sharing your stories on how to become financially self-reliant and not sucking on the devil's dick. I work in financial services and understand how important it is for people to drop the taboos on discussing money as the first step towards gaining a financial education. I completely agree, my friend. That's why the ruling class makes it seem like talking about money is somehow rude, because they don't want people to know how to make it and keep it. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. To help with this, I do a podcast teaching people about personal finance, economic theory, and answering questions on financial independence. I do 3 episodes a week. I'm going to listen, dude. That sounds fascinating. I do 3 episodes a week, one of which is spent covering the historical context of socialism and the extractive nature of governments and how to avoid them. I love the extractive nature. I drank your milkshake. That's what they do. They're farmers, and we're the cows. I find this incredibly important. I was watching this Richard Werner. He's an economist. He's a European economist. He was talking about the 3 types of banks, the 4 types of banks, and how we need smaller banks, and how Germany would have like 1,000 different types of banks that were more community-based. And then when you have these 4 massive financial institutions in England, all they're doing is making fake money. They're not building. Like, when I talk about banking industry and capitalism and loans and stuff, it really is the lubrication of capitalism, where it's like, if you have an idea, but you're not part of the ruling class and you don't have access to money, but I want to bet on you, I can give you the money now. It's a form of time travel, and then you pay it back. And now you own a business. That's beautiful. But the giant mega financial industries are sucking nations dry because they're just making fake money. It's not the same as what I describe as as loans. And I've been doing a lot of thinking about the usury thing, about whether or not it's immoral to give loans. And I don't think it is. There's like the Bible says on one hand it is, and then on another hand it isn't. And I know some of you guys can explain this way better to me, but I think it's exploitative loans, where it's like you give a loan for in the attempt to like vastly profit yourself on another's debt. I think that's what it's trying to avoid, because to bet on someone else's future is not bad. I know it's not bad. So I have to really figure that out, because I take the Bible seriously, but at the same time, I don't know what that is. And people have explained to me that the Bible says both things. So if anyone can fill me in, that'd be great. All right, so anyway. We have compulsory voting system, and the government will fine you if you don't vote. It is truly mob rule democracy, where our government spends over 40% of their annual budget on welfare payments, which is becoming unsustainable. And it's bad for the people. That's incentivizing not working. You know, the left totally understands this with green energy and cigarettes. You know, you give subsidies to green energy to make more green energy, and you tax cigarettes to get rid of smoking. Okay, now apply that to work. So you tax work and you incentivize not work. What do you think you're going to make? You're going to make more poverty. Black people have inverted. They were 70 to 80% wedlock births in the 1940s, and they were on a trajectory that was sky high. Their crime rates were under Italians. This is why I don't get on board a lot of the racial stuff, because it doesn't hold up over time. And then in the 60s, they started the welfare state and absolutely dismantled the black family. So now, what, 3% of the population is doing 50% of the murders? And that wasn't the case in the 40s, wasn't the case in the 50s. Some happened in the 60s, and Kanye West was bringing attention to it. That's why Don Lemon, that bitter little fruit, just like his last name, spiraled, because he's calling out the problem, which is you incentivize sloth and you punish working. What's going to happen? You're only going to destroy the family. All right. This week, we had a politician propose an "it's okay to be white" motion in Parliament due to the anti-white rhetoric going around most Western cultures, and it got voted down 31-28 by mostly white senators. I just recorded an episode explaining why a social system made up of socio-cultural, economic, and government perpetuates this kind of thought, helping to control the group of the population through guilt and shame. Of course it's okay to be white. It's not okay to be a bad person. You should be a good person. One of the reasons I don't get on the white pride train isn't that I don't have a connection and pride to my heritage. It's because if you don't accomplish something, how do you take pride in it? It's the same. It's the inverse of white guilt. So white guilt means we should feel bad because slavery existed, even though slavery still exists, and white Christians were the first people to abolish it in history. But we should feel bad about that. It's the same thing that we should feel pride in the Magna Carta. We can feel cultural pride, but just because white people did that doesn't mean you had the balls to sign the Magna Carta or the Constitution. So that's the point I'm trying to make, that you can't have one without the other. I don't have white shame at all. I've never owned a slave. I probably never will, but you never know. You know, I could get a good deal out there in Liberia. But it's the same thing with trying to... And there's a difference. I think some people get upset at me when I say I don't have white pride, because they're like, how do you not have pride in your people or your heritage or your culture? I absolutely do. I just don't associate that with white and that I did it. Because if I do that, I have to have white shame, because we're just living, what are we, have we been alive for 1,000 years? Like you don't pass that on. You know, I know a lot of great men that have had children that suck. And so, you know, is George Washington's son, who doesn't do anything and is a rapist or something, does he get his dad's pride? No. All right. If you'd like to help the Bears with their own financial knowledge, I'd be more than happy to help out where I can. Thank you, brother. That'd be awesome. If there's some way you would like me to help, hit me up at Lewis. Should I read this out loud? Do you want me to tell people to hit you up? I'm going to finish reading. I'm not going to give out your email, because he said you. He didn't say the Bears. Also, if you want to check it out, all right, definitely. Everybody check out Finance and Fury. It's like, this is knowledge that this is what privilege really is. It's not about skin or having a dick or anything. It's about the secret knowledge to build wealth is truly what privilege is. And a lot of it's epigenetic. You know, I think that being raised with a mother in the home and a father in the home and a sense of respect and boundaries and morality, it releases genetics in you that wouldn't have been released if you didn't, like in mice and rats and shit. If the kids aren't licked and groomed, they become sociopaths. So epigenetics is real. All right. I was also personal finance courses in my spare time at community college until I recently recorded it all and put it online on a course platform. I like you, man. You sound like a fucking great guy. This platform requires a login, which would enable you to have a private place to upload the videos and get around the censorship, and it can essentially become a private bear community. If your channel gets taken down, you could create a quote-unquote course and upload each of your videos to be accessed for free by the bears. It is called Thinkific, Thinkific. If that is an avenue you'd eventually like to go down, much love from Australia, and thank you again for everything you do. Lewis, P.S. Can I be verified as Barely Strange? Welcome, Barely Strange. Yeah, and I'm going to keep, I don't want to secede ground to YouTube. I've established a big community there, and it's really good for what we do. But if it does go down, vimeo.com/OwenBenjamin, if that goes down, I have a lot of your emails. Every time anyone's ever PayPal'd me or bought me a ticket or anything, I have all your emails. And if you've noticed, I don't spam you at all, maybe once a year, because I think that's a little invasive. But if something goes down, I'll email you guys, and I'll have Delev tweeted at Owen Comedy on Twitter, and then my Instagram at Owen Benjam, and I'll post it on my website. And if all that goes down, just get guns and water, because war is soon. All right, two more. Jeffrey. Yep, Owen, you caught us raccoon hunting. Here's some money for this free special. Should see this, a 64-year-old man standing on the edge of the woods and pasture listening to dogs treeing in the distance, and you learning me up on this handheld chain my wife makes me carry. That's awesome, buddy. Thank you. Hey, Owen, I forgot to sign my last PayPal as Barber Bear. I just wanted to tell you my bear name so you could put a face to the name, so to speak. Also, I hope you can play Sacramento sometime. We'd love to have you. I love Sacramento. I've done the punchline there a few times. They probably wouldn't have me again, but the area is good. Because that's the thing, is these leftist Illuminati types, they control all of media and all of performance. That's why we have to be so creative with this stuff. But the majority of America isn't that. They just figured out how valuable information is. Oh, I got a couple more I'm going to read. Israel, you have no idea what it's like to have people quote Bible verses to you in order to manipulate you. You're better than that. When did I do that? How did I just do that? When did I quote a Bible verse to manipulate you, Israel? I don't even know the Bible that well. That's one of my biggest flaws, is I suck at reading old-timey language. Everyone knows that. All right, Bert Kreischer did nothing wrong. I just wanted to see if you could make it through these sentences without your head exploding, LOL. You got me! You know me well, Israel. I spiraled. You got me. Way to poke the bear. All right, Thumpy Bear. Nowhere in American pop culture is the soy more apparent than in cinema in the last 5 years. Movies used to make you think deeply. Films had a spirit. Even if they weren't Academy Award winning, sometimes you would think about a movie you saw for a week after. Do you remember the central plot of the last movie you saw in theaters? I don't go to theaters. I'm not some gay guy. Can you imagine what people must have felt in the 1920s that was literally the only form of visual entertainment? This is before Karl Marx's poisonous ideas ruined the world. Communism couldn't keep cinema from flourishing because truth has always been a human need. So if cinema has outlasted the 400 million human deaths of the 20th century socialism, why is it now failing? Are people really done with storytelling? No. Or are we evolving past screens, black mirrors? It's about who controls the industry and what they're motivated by. I think the black mirrors have taken over two entire generations, and now Generation Z, it has destroyed the curiosity and attention span. It hasn't. Look, I talk just me to a computer for 2 hours, and tens of thousands of young people just watch it and listen. There's not a problem with the attention span. It's Operation Mockingbird in full effect. That's what it is. Comedy is our only hope. The last true art form. I think it's because many filmmakers today haven't lived. Film school or Hollywood studio hierarchy is not life experience. It's the same reason why cops are so trigger happy now. They're all college graduates. They don't know the streets. They used to be beat cops back in the day all over the country. Now they're all separated from the people in cars. Same with filmmakers. They hide behind technology. So here's to artists living their own truths like the Big Bear and not living someone else's. I hope the Overton window backswings brings us back in, back individually. It already is. This is the thing. It's not that people aren't making good art. It's the means of distribution. Like the big business around movies and studios and all that is pretty screwed. But the technology to make your own movie is great. I know people that make awesome stuff on their phones. You know, look what Crowder's doing. Look what I'm doing. Look what, you know, like The Last Bernie Bro or Leftist Fitness. I mean, those are SNL quality productions. And it's for the production budget I have is your PayPal's. So look at what human beings can do and climb out of. And I think that's the exciting part about what's happening right now. All right, I'll just read two more real quick. Well, hey, on Love the Ford special on YouTube. Thanks for posting it. My friend Mitch had his bike stolen by an Ethiopian, and I was so happy that I had a perfect YouTube video to send him for the occasion. Keep rocking it, Dini Bear. Yep, those damn Ethiopians. Buck the system. Hey, Owen, I just want to thank you for reading my message last week about my film In the Shadow of the Valley. After the show, I got quite a few contributions from Bears. Our crowdfunding campaign ended last night with over $20,000 raised, which is 133% of our initial $15,000 goal. How great is the timing of that? See? This is what someone else is now doing. One person's bigotry, and that's what the left is doing. It's bigoted against ideas. One person's bigotry is another person's opportunity. That now someone with 20 grand can shoot a movie that a ton of people would want to see that aren't getting movies. All right. Just one more real quick. James, Señor Grandoso. That means Big Bear, Mr. Big Bear in Spanish. Want to share a quick experience that has happened recently. Was agnostic for most of my life, trying to seek truth for myself, which has led myself back to Christ. Within the last few weeks of restoring my faith, some great things have unfolded. I'm working on my relationship with my sister. My brother reached out to me yesterday for the first time in a few months, not knowing what I'm experiencing. My friend from Washington, we're talking last night and revealed he was paying for my soul to be redeemed. It may sound small, but these are the things that have greatly impacted me. For all you still agnostic or atheists, just keep searching for truth and don't be hesitant to dive deeper into Christianity. Thanks for what you're doing, Owen. Can't wait to see you and the other Bears at the Phoenix show. Cabby Dub Bear. Yeah, and if you want me to translate that into secularism, it's kind of like what Scott Adams talks about with systems. That if you are engaged in a better system of like habits, of talent stacks, of what we would call morality, if you have a code that makes your life a better system, things will start happening that are better. Like Scott Adams talks about not being as goal-oriented, being more systems-oriented, where you set yourself up so that the system just keeps bringing in things that you couldn't have imagined or thought possible. Like, you know, I was in the leftist bubble in Hollywood and doing quite well for myself, and then went back to manual labor with my brother after I got shamed for standing up for children. And, you know, and now, you know, in 2 weeks, PragerU is flying my wife and I down to perform with the former Prime Minister of Canada, Harper. So it's like the way you carry yourself matters. Like these are like a lot of these people that I wouldn't have even known potentially. I'm now in, like I'm friends with people I deeply respect that have done wonderful things and interesting things in the world. And that came from what Christians would call the covenant with God, or what atheists or agnostics would call a system or a frame, where you operate in a way that makes your life better. And that's what is missing in a lot of people. And there's a reason people want you to not have this, is because you're easier to control if you don't have it. If you know right and wrong, if you are not a moral relativist, if you understand good and evil, and that there's a higher calling to this world, to this fallen world, are you going to fall for the gluten scam? Are you going to fall for another carbon tax? No. because you're not defined by nonsense. It's fed to you every day by a system of people that just want to extract wealth from you. And it's not just the Jews. You know? Illuminati, my dear Watson. Illuminati indeed. There's a secular application to every Christian teaching that makes sense to a Scott Adams. But my point is, how did they know it thousands of years before that? How do people not just think like, oh, so this is just true then? And those are the atheists I get along with, and the agnostics are the ones that believe in just a higher calling of some level, whether you call it a system, whether you call God the programmer of your simulation. These are just semantics. It's still the same. It's still a similar way of viewing the world. The people that I hate, and I'm using the word hate, it's a powerful word, are the ones that I described earlier that don't believe in good and evil. They don't see anything positive about human life. They don't believe in private property and everything is a will to power. Those people are a threat to my kids and my wife. So that is that's the big difference in people. That's why I can meet a moral agnostic and a corrupted Christian, because it's do you believe in a soul? Whether you believe it's consciousness or a soul is less important than that belief that we're not just chemical reactions of cause and effect. And I realized that when I first saw the face of my child. When I was praying on the airplane after Eric Nimmer saved me from getting my ass kicked in Austin, flying home from my wife's birth, and I was praying to God for real for the first time in a long time because there was complications. There was emergency surgery and his heart stopped beating and all this stuff. There's no going back from that. And that's not determinism. And people were talking about that you can have determinism and free will, and I agree with that. There is an element of determinism in the world. There is an element of causal relationships, for sure. But determinism isn't that there's deterministic things in chemistry, you know, like some people have an endocrine system that's more geared towards violence or something. You know, they have the warrior gene that's released with being beaten too much as a kid that some people have. Like, I understand that, you know, the being very tall is slightly deterministic for being good at basketball. Not for me, apparently. But that's not what I'm talking about. You know, I'm talking about it as an ideology, like that the world is a deterministic algorithm. That's the problem I have with evolution. It isn't that I don't believe in sexual and environmental selection for adaptation. It's the worldview that, and I don't care if people keep saying, oh, that's abiogenesis, we don't believe that. You did 5 years ago until it was proven wrong. That lightning striking amino acids in a primordial soup does not make life. It just can't and never will. And that there's a narrative that was painted that, you know, it went from plants to people because of time. And look at the eye. I'm not going to go down the road again, but I believe in creative design. But that isn't that I don't believe that nostril shape and height and fast twitch, slow twitch muscle fibers and sickle cell versus Tay-Sachs disease versus color blindness in men and all that stuff isn't because of sexual selection and environmental selection stuff. Of course I believe that. But that's microevolution versus macroevolution. Macroevolution is faith. There's a faith in it because it can't be proven or observed. And that is a faith. It's a narrative. It's a story that people believe because they have to fill the hole in their heart that God is supposed to be in. That's what I believe. And you can call me an idiot all you want. It's pretty obvious that I'm not an idiot. That's the only time you'll see the dog look at the Sarah McLachlan commercial. No, Owen, you're wrong, says Tons More Cowball. It's a great argument. Thank you for that. It really, very enlightening stuff. Owen, please, for God's sake, stop saying we believe plants became people. You sound retarded, LOL. Great argument. I sound retarded. There was a time that there was only plants on the planet. Yes, no? You guys know that, right? There was a time when there was only single-cell organisms, like amoebas, paramecium, whatnot. So how do you then get animals if there was a time when there was only plants? I mean, so what you just said, stop saying you came from plants. You sound like an idiot. Someone said leave it alone. That's wicked funny. Entropic theory is ridiculous. The most wonderful things grow from the excrement. I don't know what that means. It sounds intense. They evolve from single cells. It's never been witnessed and it's never been recreated. Tell me how a single cell became multi-cell. And then tell me how a plant became an animal. Because animals are different. You know, if you have phloem and xylem and phloem, and you're crushing with a lot of photosynthesis and whatnot, what makes you start getting different mitochondria and different functions and a different way of processing adenosine triphosphate? You really think I'm stupid? Like, you don't think I know about biology? ATP equals energy. How does that happen? You don't understand, so it's not real. Miles, I've never been explained it. It's one thing if I didn't understand it. Like, there's a lot of economics I don't understand. Like, I'll watch someone try and explain to me international banking, and I can straight up say, I don't understand this. No one's even tried to explain it. All they do is say, you're stupid, because they don't really know. Macroevolution is a religion the secularists try to use to justify ignorance. One of you guys telling me I'm stupid, please explain to me. Without just saying, you're retarded, LOL. That means that, well, I know what that means. That almost means that you know maybe the Venus flytrap is on its way to becoming an animal. Proof? Is a Chihuahua on its way to becoming a Great Dane? No. I used to think celebrities had an appealing life, but seeing Owen with his wife and kids looks like the best life ever. Thank you. I'm really grateful. They always say you don't understand. I know, but they never take the time to explain it. And maybe I'm a little cocky here. Owen, you most definitely are not stupid. Macroevolution is the Illuminati. Maybe I'm a little cocky here, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of the people that keep telling me I'm stupid because I don't understand it, then they take no time to explain it, I'm much smarter than. So, all right, if we evolve from single cells, can someone please give it a shot? Because I minored in it in college for a while. RNA and DNA proteins are pretty versatile chemical machines. That's a great point. I'm on my way to becoming a man. You're not stupid. Thank you. God breathed in Adam. Trolls don't pay and they don't explain. No, but some of these guys I respect. That's why I'm interacting. Photosynthesis is far more efficient than eating. Why would we evolve from having photosynthesis? Well, the argument is it's all about niches. It's like when you see the world from a Darwinian standpoint, like social evolution and racial, all that stuff, survival of the fittest, you get a niche, right? So let's say there's a lot of food in the ocean and there's nothing in the ocean to eat the food. So slowly, like one animal will have a tiny little web on his foot. And so he has a slight advantage to getting fish in the ocean and have more kids with that slight little web. And so the next kid has a slight more web, you know, one in a billion. Those are called, you know, like genetic anomalies that'll happen, mutations, and a lot of them are just cancer, but some of them might help a little bit. So, okay, that's not real. Like, that doesn't take a plant and make it a whale. I don't give a shit. The amount of zeros that you would need in time, I'm not talking about billions of years. That's hundreds of trillions of years. All right. Ever see a plastic bag in the wind? Evolution, buddy boy. I know, right? Plants and animals are divergent organisms, Big Bear. We didn't evolve from plants. I know. Common ancestor. Totally understand that. But the common ancestor theory doesn't, it's not provable. It doesn't, like, there isn't evidence and you can't recreate it. And it still doesn't make a ton of sense. And I think the amount of fruit flies mutate in short generations, but they're still fruit flies. Show me a fruit fly become a dandelion. That's intense. Diseases. I'll talk about all this stuff. So right now we're having issues with antibiotics because bacteria are becoming immune to it. Because what happens is if you take antibiotics and you just nuke bacteria, it kills 99%, but 1% doesn't die. Right, so that bacteria grows and is now now doesn't work as well to use that antibiotic. So then they have to get a stronger one and nuke it. And so people think that's proof of evolution. No, that's the same process that gave us sickle cell anemia. If you're heterogeneous for sickle cell anemia, not homogeneous, you don't have two alleles, just one, you're immune to malaria. So that's why Sub-Saharan blacks have sickle cell anemia and no other place does, because normally you would just die. It's not an advantage to have sickle cell anemia. But in a place where 500,000 people die a year from malaria, it's an advantage. So the odds that you die of sickle cell anemia is lower than if you would have died of malaria. I get all that. So what, you don't see bacteria get bombarded for generations with antibiotics and become an ant. You just see the species of bacteria change. That's called adaptation. That's microevolution. That's not what I'm saying. Heterogeneous sickle cell anemia. All right. Miracle of mitochondria, evolution sparked by the divine. Mighty mitochondria. It's the engine of the cell. It's funny how many people probably right now still think I'm stupid and don't know anything that I'm talking about. Like, they have no background whatsoever in evolution, sexual selection, natural selection, any of it. And they just think I'm fucking stupid because I'm going against the Huffington Post. Someone please Skype Bill Nye. I've interviewed Bill Nye. He's a douche. Oh, and if they can change a little, why can't they change a lot? It makes no sense. The time it would take. Also, the jump. So let's say... Like a giraffe, you know, a little longer neck, it's a little more leaves, You know, I can see that. That makes sense. The structure of an eye can't independently evolve. You can give that 100 trillion years. It doesn't give you a sexual advantage to have a certain set of cones and rods that is so intricate and complicated. It just doesn't work. And mathematicians that are much smarter than me have explained to me about the exponential amount of time you would require, you know, they would say that a monkey jumping on a typewriter eventually will give you Shakespeare. It's true. Statistically, there is an amount of time where you can get Shakespeare from a monkey jumping on a typewriter. It's way more than 4 billion years. Like, way more. Hundreds of trillions, thousands of trillions, whatever, like a Google amount of time. Because the odds are so insane. All right, Owen, I truly like the way you think, but you can't make assertions the way you do and present them as truth. Am I presenting this as truth? I'm questioning dogma is what I'm doing. And this isn't about religion, guys. This is about questioning dogma. Am I presenting truth? Am I saying, explain to me macroevolution, and people call me stupid and then say I'm trying to present something as truth. I have a lot of holes about understanding where we come from and what we are. Everyone does. It's part of human nature. We're the questioning species. Why? You know, it's a really intense question. But the people that say you're presenting it as truth, I'm saying no. In fact, I'm not. I'm saying my faith is faith. There's a reason you call it faith. My faith, I know I can't prove in a lab, but neither the fuck can you. You can't prove macroevolution in a lab, and it doesn't even make sense to explain it. If you can't explain it to a five-year-old, it's how people hide behind saying it's complicated. It might be true. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just a dude. You want an exact explanation of something that would have to be observed for longer than humans have been around. It's not a truly objective argument. Okay, so how do you argue that it's true if you can't observe it and it's not possible to explain? So how do you know it's true? What if I'm just, this is what science is supposed to be. You know, peer reviewed, all it means is a bunch of smart people saying, prove it. I don't understand, please prove it. That's all I'm doing. This is, what I'm doing is science. What you're doing is religion. You're saying, well, you can't possibly witness it. Okay, then it's not science. Well, you can't possibly replicate it. Then it's not science. You can't prove the theory, it's just a guess. Where is the currently? And I'm not even saying that you have to, like, I know that even gravity, you can't, it's like as proved as possible. And why, kind, you know, mass and Einstein, all that stuff. I get that there's always some sliver of doubt when you're dealing with math and physics and history and biology and all that stuff. But people can't even give me a basic. You aren't steel manning when you say, how does a dandelion become an ant? Give me an argument, tons more cowbell. Give me an argument. All you're doing is attacking me personally. And that is the definition of knowing you're wrong. When I say that, that isn't, when I say how does a dandelion become an ant, that's literally my question. How does algae become a whale? That's what you're claiming. I'm not saying anything that you're not claiming. When you talk about common ancestry and lobsters and all that, I get the narrative. It's unprovable and unobservable. And if people think that's settled science, you're out of your fucking mind. Mathematical fact is meaningless drivel. I don't know what that means. Also, share most of the beliefs you have. You're missing a big part. Well, then please explain it. Oh, and mutations. Oh, here we go. Anything with any knowledge in it, I'll read and take. I'll think about it. But when you just say you're missing it, you're stupid. That means you don't know, and you know that. Oh, and mutations do not create new genetic material, no matter how much time you give it, unless you have faith. God bless. You can't see inside a photon, but if you could, you'd find soup. That's hilarious, Ian. People can't even prove photons. They say it's a photon and a wave simultaneously. Science doesn't have the knowledge that people think. There's a lot of faith in it. I've come from testicle realm. Macro evolution is like Islam. I'm not going to go that far, but show me the DNA strand that proves we once were apes. It should be in DNA. The whale. All right. If you can't see it, it's not science. It's a silly thing to say. Okay, you're now attacking me again. You're saying, instead of arguing my point, you're saying I'm being silly. Okay, I'm just letting you know that it isn't persuasive to people that are not retarded. It's a silly thing to say. Indirect detection is quite often much more reliable than things we can directly observe. Consider DNA evidence as eyewitness. Okay, that may work on idiots, but tell me the indirect observations you've had about how one species becomes another species. And the fact that everything has DNA and they share some building blocks, the fact that we're 30% banana, doesn't mean anything. That's like saying because a road uses concrete and a building uses concrete, it's somehow related. It's just a building block of life. That doesn't mean anything. So when people who claim to know science act as something is settled, I wish I had the words to open up to you. If we were in the same room, I could open up about this. Well, it's not that emotional. If it's science, it shouldn't be about being like scared to open up. It's not like I'm asking you who raped you. If it can't be replicated or proven, it's not science. Exactly. It's happening in psychology like crazy. You want to get off the evolution thing? Fine. If you don't want me to poke at your fake God, fine. When you guys say that the Christians believe in a daddy in the sky spaghetti monster, I don't get as emotionally reactive. Sometimes I'll even laugh if it's a funny bit. You have to understand, atheists, dogmatic atheists, that you sound crazy, that when people can't even discuss evolution. I'm not at all like that. I do a bit about how why did Jesus get all the chicks? Because he was hung like this. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Why are you so fucking touchy about something it really opens up the concept, and I hope it opens up in your own heart and mind that you don't even believe what you believe, or else you wouldn't be so insane about it. All right, science is questioning. Of course it is. That's what it is. Okay, let's talk psychology then. A lot of these things that have been quote-unquote proven and peer-reviewed by psychology and social science can't be replicated. And it's becoming very, very embarrassing for a lot of these universities, because when they say, you know, the Stanford prison experiment was a lie. It came out in this last year that those people were doing role playing. It doesn't mean that if you're given power, you start abusing your subordinates. That Stanford prison experiment has been used for creating public policy by governments. And the people recently did an interview saying that they were doing acting. That's science with a capital S. That's a priest class wearing fucking lab coats. And I'm not saying how life was created. I'm not telling you what you should believe. I'm not trying to take away your ability to express yourself. But if you want to be in the marketplace of ideas, you should have a better argument than just you're stupid. And I find it just bizarre. And dude, I believed in macroevolution for most of my life. I just, once I started realizing the dogmatic relationship of science, I started questioning more things. because lately a lot of shit has been revealed as total bullshit. It's in my special that I put up there, like the food pyramid. They told us, you know, 6 to 11 servings of bread a day and a lot of dairy and, you know, not that much veggies and fruits and no butter. And they said cholesterol is really bad. It's not. They changed their mind on eggs like 8 times in my life. They said that there used to be global cooling, that we're facing serious problems in the earth because it's getting colder. You know, Bruce Jenner was a man you should all look up to. They've changed all of it, guys. All of it. It's all bullshit. You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Thanks for that, Goose Bear. It's very enlightening. Or not at all. I'm not throwing out science. Lowercase s is why I can live stream right now. I have a crazy... You know, I got a perfect score on my LSATs for biology. You guys know that? I have a crazy science mind. My mind is logic proof, fallacy. That's how I think. I think in systems. I used to be awesome at biology. My mind is naturally geared towards science, lowercase science. Science does not ever answer why. And Eric Weinstein, for all his gayness with the intellectual dark web, one thing that I bonded with him on, one thing I really respected with him on, is his belief in God, even though he's one of the world's smartest mathematicians. And he'd still go to synagogue because he said, like, he would talk about how there's no answers at the end of it. And there isn't. And a lot of the smartest people in the world have the humility to say, we don't know. And the people, and Bill Nye, the guy who's saying that a three-year-old can reshape their gender. Bear in mind, when I was a kid, all the scientists with the lab coats used to say that breastfeeding was really unhealthy for babies and you should pump them full of soy. My mom fought it. I was in, like, I think that's where I get that character from of not just bending over to authority, because my mom never did. She said, no, I'm going to breastfeed my children as long as I want. It's healthy. It's how we make big, strong, smart babies. It's a bond. We also got the mother's immune system. And all these scientists, which is the same people right now saying that kids are trans, said, no, you should use formula. And it's perverse and it's unhealthy to breastfeed your own children. So I have absolutely no respect at all for the dogma of science. I have respect for the process of science, questioning scientific proofs, the scientific method, hypothesis, theory, proof, double blind experiments, bring that shit. You saying you sound stupid, it's too complicated, you're silly, that isn't science. Your belief is in a new religion. My buddy Michael Malice is coming out with a new book about leftist religion. And once you hear it and once you understand it, you can never, and he's an atheist. Little Russian ANCAP. Great guy. Michael Malice is a great guy. But it's religion, dude. It's straight up religion. This science shit is religion. All right, I gotta go. And by the way, if you believe in macroevolution, you may be smarter than me. I have tons of respect for you as long as you engage me with respect. Don't just call me stupid. And please give me information because I haven't gotten enough to believe it. And I'm not telling you what you need to believe. I'm just saying what I believe and what I have thought about and what I'm currently thinking about. And if you're that threatened by that, you have problems. People treat science as religion. That doesn't make actual science religion. That I never said it did, bud. I just praise science as lowercase science. But what I'm describing is people treating science like a religion. People saying like, oh, it just happened. When I was not long ago, abiogenesis, whatever the hell it's called, that lightning struck amino acids in a primordial soup and created life. Now when I talk, I was taught that by a guy who used to teach evolution at Harvard. This guy, Dr. Cohen. Fascinating man. I've talked about him before. That was taught to me as fact. And now when I bring that up, people go, oh, Big Bear, you silly moron. We don't believe that nonsense. What it is a dandelion becomes an ant from a common ancestor. It's very complicated. You'll never understand it. Give me your power. Give me your money. I'm out. It's such bullshit. And hopefully, listen, the people I've drawn to this live stream and to live shows and all that stuff are such quality people that I hope that I can have differing opinions and you still hang, because I love feedback. But just know that it's not a compelling argument to say you're stupid. That's retarded. Love you, Big Bear, but I really disagree on this one. Listen, I totally get you, man. And I love that your feelings are dictating everything you're saying. And I do respect you. You're one of the people that I'm arguing with because I know you're not a troll. I see that dude in here all the time. He's cool. I don't argue with trolls. That dude's not a troll. But I am pointing out that they're not giving me any concrete things that I can even ponder. They're just saying how fucking stupid I am. I never said you were stupid. I said I think you're wrong. Right. Still. Okay. Well, a lot said I was stupid. It wasn't a personal attack at you, more cowbell bear. A lot of people do say I'm stupid, and it's all good. I know I'm not stupid. You got to have an argument, right? Just something, like something. This is all I ask. I just want to know you believe it. You don't even have to convince me. I just want to know that you don't just have dogma. Like, I want to know that you're like, oh, of course I've thought about that. Like, how does a dandelion become an ant? This happened to me once in a debate with a friend where I said, he was talking about police violence. I said, do you think more black people died, unarmed black people died this year from police violence or from from lightning? And he goes, well, I mean, there's plenty of things. I go, I don't even know if that's true. I just wanted to know if you believe your bullshit. If you believe that there's a chance that lightning killed more black people than cops, you don't even believe what you're talking about. And so there's no point in arguing. Like, you don't even, like, if you think that lightning kills more people than the shit that's making Colin Kaepernick kneel and sell a bunch of Nike shit, it's like, what are you even arguing for? You're just being tribal. You're just so terrified of not knowing something. And I'm not even that interested in evolution, dude. I don't even want to go down this road. I don't want to read another 100 comments of people telling me how stupid I am, because life is really good. And I respect your opinions, respect my opinions. Let's just keep crushing. I hope you enjoy the special. I'm a comedian, not a scientist. I realize that, but I am a thinker. And I just want to understand how people cannot question macroevolution. That's all it is. It's not a big deal. Not a big deal. It's very difficult to reason and argue with stupid. I don't know if you're calling me that or someone else. Just don't become a flat earther, dude. I'm not a flat earther, because there's evidence that the earth is not flat. All navigation, and that's a little shitty thing to say, by the way, to say that questioning macroevolution is the same as being a flat earther. Macroevolution will be disproved in our lifetime. If there is a more open view of science and it isn't statist and dogmatic, there will be more and more of it being, I think there's, if you want to go the atheist route, I think there's more evidence that we're fucking aliens than we came from dandelions. Like, literally, there's more, like, I would believe, because at least that makes some sense. I personally blame the commies. Someone said, holy straw man. Wow, that's profound. That shit used to work before the internet. Remember back in the day when people could just say anything and just people would be like, oh, wow, words. You said words. This is the, and I'll end on this. This is the good thing that's coming from all this craziness in our culture. It's making people a lot more knowledgeable about a lot more things. Did you know what the midterms were 20 years ago? If you're in your 30s, I didn't. Did you know about, like, you know, the 12 rules of radicals by Saul Alinsky? Did you understand how university funding works? Did you understand banking? Like, I didn't know any of this shit. And a lot of people are having some really high level discussions now that back in the day, you would just be tricked by people being like, words, words, words. And I'm, to be honest, I'm very, very thankful that we can have this argument about creative design versus macroevolution and just walk away as buddies and just think. That's so rare and so cool that we can do that. And we're part of a world now with so much information that it either, you know, you have fight, flight, or freeze. It either freezes you, so you just get robbed by status, just manipulated to all hell. Or if you're like the type of person like me that likes wrestling with truths and weaknesses and myself and all kinds of stuff, it's really fun. And I like that we get to discuss, you know, our relationship with Saudi Arabia. I didn't know anything about that shit. I just thought it was weird that they all shaved their pubes. You know, that's it. I love a good healthy argument. Me too. Next time, try not to go with the whole you're stupid thing, but I still love you. So if aliens made us, who were the first aliens, Jews or blacks? Jews and Japs. I don't believe aliens made us, but if they were, it was deaf Jews and Japs. Japanese people, their language is alien-like. It's all fucking symbols, and they all look the same. And they're hairless. They shave their pubes, yeah. They all shave their pubes. I want to have a question. PragerU video, does God exist? Four new arguments. All right, I got to go. HugePianist.com for the new special. The free one is up at YouTube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. If you're watching this right now, please hit the like button. For you guys in the chat, migrate over to my other one. Hit like and share so they don't get taken down. It's all about fighting the algorithms. I don't give a shit what you think about with evolution or God or anything like that. It's just something to think about. And if you're scared to think about something, you're probably in a bad spot emotionally. So just have fun with it. Just think about it. And patreon.com/WDTL if you want to be a part of that. And the tour. And if you know of any good venues, I have Salt Lake City locked in, but Phoenix, Vegas, Denver, and Albuquerque, I'd love to hook up you or one of your friends with the money I would spend on a venue. I'd rather have it go to a bear because it's all about in-group preference. The Jews have taught us that. So is the Koreans, the Jews of Asia. And much love. Share it, like it, all that stuff. Fight the algorithm. Mother algorithm's coming at the bear. And stay hydrated. Make children with your cocks and your vaginas. And just keep on keeping on. And if you called me stupid, I'm gonna, you can go fuck yourself.